This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. As we learn more about genetic diseases, we're better able to identify gene abnormalities that place not only the patient, but their relatives at risk. That was the case with Ginny, who was recently diagnosed with Huntington's disease. She's now in her early 40s, and she's developed sudden jerky movements, irritability, some depression, difficulty maintaining close personal relationships, and early stages of dementia, including slowed word fluency. The disease is caused by a problem on chromosome number 4, and it's inherited as an autosomal dominant. There is no known cure, and treatment is directed at improving symptoms and providing supportive care. Ginny is adopted, so she knows little about her family history, but she now has two children, age 18 and 21. Her children are at risk, but at present they are completely asymptomatic. However, the risk of disease has implications on their reproductive decision-making and on choices they may choose to make in their life. I suggested her children might want to explore genetic counseling to discuss their decision about getting tested. We know that for some, asymptomatic testing can lead to problems, including depression, suicide, lowered self-esteem, changing interpersonal and social relationships, and decreased insurability. There are many other genetic diseases, particularly those that can lead to cancer, where family members who carry the gene mutation can take important steps to reduce or prevent the risk of cancer. But these steps can only be taken if the person knows they are at risk for a genetic disease. For most diseases, it is the duty of the patient to inform their genetic at-risk relatives. The argument is that this information belongs to the patient and not to the family. The job of the healthcare provider is simply to support their patient. But there are diseases like sexually transmitted diseases and COVID where we have determined it's in the public's interest to tell those who have been exposed to the disease. With regard to genetic risk, some experts have made the ethical argument that if there is a disease where preventive steps can reduce the chance of an illness or death, then doctors have a moral duty to inform the person's relatives. Those who support this side of the debate argue that doctors cannot trust patients to tell their relatives. They point out that those with a genetic variance may not understand the gravity of the situation and therefore pass on inaccurate information to their relatives. Also, what if the person no longer has a relationship with their blood relatives who are at risk? So the question is, do doctors have a duty that goes beyond their own patient and extends to protecting the population's health, in this case, family? Asking doctors to track down and inform relatives would not be easy. Also, doctors would be forcing information on people who may not want to know it. The duty to warn a relative comes into direct conflict with issues around confidentiality and the trust we have already established with our patients. But as we find more and more genetic risk factors, these issues will become more and more important and need to be sorted out. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.